saw the twice a day in Kriyishma with Makabu Olma Hoshamayim. Chedek of Kabbalah Olma Hoshamayim is to be Makayim the mitzvah of Aves Hashem. Did you say this digger mitzvah? As you want to see a couple of big hadgoshes in Ava, then a big chiddush. First, we want to learn pshat. We say, "V'haftos Hashem lekecha u'b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol meidecha." Every day in creation, the mitzvah is Avas Hashem. What do you say? U'b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol meidecha. Over here, it's a big lesson in life. There are levels of Ava. Ava has many levels to it. And that's why the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, it's not a question, do I love Hashem, do I not love Hashem? Even if I love Hashem, but there's levels of Ava. Just like you see some guys when they're married, they really love their wives. They really live them, they're there. And some guys, it's not like that. And even some guys, Shana Rishayna, they're really there. And then afterwards, some guys it gets better and better. But Av has many levels to it, many madrigas to it. As the mitzvah is telling us, when we're talking about Avas Hashem, we're not just talking about basic Avas Hashem. I think Hashem is great. I want to be on His side. I think Hashem is wonderful. Hashem's the man. No, that's not what Avas Hashem is. Avas Hashem is much, much deeper. That's very superficial. I love Hashem. I thank you, Hashem. That's very superficial. Real Avas Hashem is very deep. How deep is it? That's what we say every day. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyedecha. B'chol nafshecha means you're willing to give your life for it. There's certain things, I could love them, but to a point. You know, if you're going to ask me to do something for them, as much as I love them, I'm not going to be matriach. I'm not going to go out of my way. I'm definitely not going to give up a life and be moisa nefesh for them. But sometimes when you really love someone, you'll run into a fire to save the person, even though you know it's dangerous, because you love them and you want to help them. As it's a level of Ava, is b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol miyedecha. You know, some people, I love them, but when it comes to money, there's a gvul to everything. Some people, the buck stops here. It stops here. When there's a buck, everything stops here. When it comes to Avas Hashem, it's not that way. We give money too. As that's what we're saying in Avdas Hashem Elekecha, we're saying levels of Ava. B'chol levovcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol miyedecha. That's the mitzvah, the fatifet, to get to it. Number one. And this is a big hadgashas. When we're working on developing Ava, we're not just working on developing loving Hashem. We want to love Hashem to the point that we're willing to give our lives from it. The Chashmonaim in Hanukkah are a prime example. This is Dagdama. They gave their lives. They went to a war. No one was out to kill them. Yevonim said, you can live life, just don't be Eved Hashem. They loved Hashem and Avodas Hashem. They gave their lives. And that's what made the Nes of Hanukkah. Because it's Moed Matim to be learning about Avas Hashem is that Dhamma of Hanukkah, because that is what Hanukkah is about. Avas Hashem b'chol nafshecha. And that everyone was on their level in Klal Yisrael. They were Yechidim. But those Yechidim saved the world. Okay, as that's levels of Ava. Then there's another Nakuda. There are people that say, I am a Jew at heart. I love Hashem in my heart. I'm not Shema Teru Mitzvahs. I'm very lax here and there, but I really love Hashem. You know, I have Avas Hashem, okay, so I'm a little bit calm when it comes to Lashon Hara, when it comes to Levon HaTorah, when I come. Okay, but I really love Hashem. I think He's wonderful and He's great. As this is another Nakuda, a very important Nakuda. People think that Avas Hashem is like, I love the idea, like the t-shirt, I love New York, I love, you know, I love my mom. It's an idea. this very, very tifanukuda. Zok Rashi in Vahafta, and it's coming from the Sifri. Asei dvorim ehava. Avas Hashem is not like an bo'efin klali, I love Hashem. It means whenever you do a mitzvah, do it with ava. Avas Hashem is not just a feeling in my heart, a general klaliyazdika feeling. It means whenever I come to do a mitzvah, I should do it with ava. When I love someone, I listen to him. You know, people say, I really love my mom. But when my mother tells me to clean up, or she tells me to get up in the morning for Shacharis, early on Shacharis, she's overstepping her boundaries. You know, she tells me to help clean up on Friday. Forget about it. I love my mom, but there's a rule. If you really love someone, you listen to them. If you don't listen to them, you're causing them tremendous sorrow. The sorrow of the Shekhinah on every person that doesn't listen to Torah and does Averis is Ayim V'Naira. A chelik of loving a person is not just loving the idea of the person, but it means, therefore, I'm going to listen to what the person tells me to do. As one of the bituyim of Ava is doing mitzvahs. As the people say, I love Hashem. Okay, so I'm not Shomer Shabbos. But I love Hashem. No. It doesn't work that way. If you love Hashem, you love on His terms. You don't cause Him sorrow. That's not real love. It's saying I love Hashem, but it doesn't mean real love. If you really care about the person, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to not listen to them. You don't want to cause them pain. And this is true in Kibbutz Avaim. Very important. And Kolshkein v'Kolshkein klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. As when we're talking about Avas Hashem, it's not the general idea. Everything we do with Ava. Because we love Hashem, as we want to do for Him. It's like there's some people, when they get married, what does it mean? You know, I call my wife once a day, twice a day. And there's some people that really want to do for her, really want to make her happy. They're doing a lot to make her happy. They're taking care of her. It's a different ava. It's not just an idea. I live with my ava. It's in my day-to-day life. As that's the mitzvah of Ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol leidecha. To live with the ava in what we're doing. Okay. As number one, we saw there are levels of Ava. And number two, we saw Ava is not a musik klali. It's mamish in every maisa we're doing. It should come out. If we really love Hashem. Okay. That's number two. And number three, we want to read a Medrash Tanchuma. This Medrash Tanchuma could be a real life changer. Tishmahe. The Medrash Tanhuma in the beginning of Parshas Noach asks the question. We learn Kriya Shema twice a day. Did you ever notice that in Shema V'Ahavta it says B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Mi'edecha? In V'Hayim Shemaya it says B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, and it leaves out B'chol Mi'edecha. Did you ever wonder why? Why? Why in the Hafta you say Avdes Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, and in V'Hayim Shemaya you leave out b'chol mi'edecha? That's what the Medrash friends yes in Medrash Tanchuma, the beginning of Parshas Noach, and it says a bomb of digateritz. You're not going to believe me. Look it up. But it's a real life changer. Zog the Medrash. Why? Because the first Parsha is talking about. It says, "V'haftes Hashem elokecha," and it continues, "V'hoyu advar me'elu shenachi mitzavcha yoyim alev avecha v'shinamta levanecha v'dibarta bom." It's talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. "V'hoyim Shemaya" is talking about kiyum mitzvahs. There are two levels of Ava, and now we can really appreciate this medrash. There's levels of Ava. There's Avas Hashem of people that are Makayim mitzvahs. That's one level in Klal Yisrael. I love Hashem, I listen to His mitzvahs. But then there is the highest level of Avos Hashem. And those are the Lomdei Torah in Klal Yisrael. They are the highest level. Because to be a Lomdei Torah, you have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol mi'edecha. You have to love Him to its fullest. Zok the Medrash, as Kivan Jekain, there's another chiddik between V'hayim Shemaya and V'ahavta. In V'hayim Shemaya it says, if you love Hashem, you get schar. There'll be matar ba'atzachem. You'll be very well off. You'll have a lot of money, a lot of food, good food. You'll have a lot of good life. In V'ahavta, it doesn't say what your schar is. Why in V'ahavta it doesn't say what your schar is? And why in V'hayim Shemaya it does? Zog the Medrash Tanhuma. Because V'hayim Shemaya is talking about Mekayimei Mitzvahs. Their schar, Toivus Olam Hazeh. V'ahavta is talking about Lomdei Torah. Their schar is not comprehensible in this world. The eschar is me'al u'me'ever. It's the or she'gonzu v'sadikim. And that we can't describe in this world. It's like if you try to tell a suma how beautiful a picture is, he doesn't have the kelim to be kailit. He never saw. As you try to explain what or ha'gonzu is, you can't. It's not describable. The words are not even a mushel for it. Zog the Medrash, that's the chilek. Zog the Medrash, why does it say b'chol mi'edecha? It says because someone who loves money can't learn. Because to learn Torah, you have to be matriach, you're good, you have to be nivud shena, you have to work very hard. People who love money and comforts in life can't learn. Now, could they not learn Daf Yomi? Of course they can learn Daf Yomi. They can even learn Araisa. But can they really give their lives for Torah? Can they really be Isaac with Torah with a full love? No. They can't. It can't happen. Because if you love Olam Hazeh, you can't love Ol Torah. It doesn't go together. As I vazei zog de medrish tanchuma gavaldig b'shan, what we're saying in Krishma. And this is not like Tifa Vertlov. This is Mamish Krishma every day. We're supposed to be understanding this. It's good we're learning together what Krishma means. Gavaldig. V'avtes Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsha u'b'chol me'edecha. Then you could be Vahayadvar Me'elasher Mechim Mitzavcha Yoim Alev Avecho. The Medrash says, Nasa V'nishma, the Yidden only said on Torah Shebiksav. We could learn Torah Shebiksavdik, and you could even learn Torah Shebalpeh, Torah Shebiksavdik. But to learn Torah and be koine Torah Shebalpeh, that's only if you have Avos Hashem B'chol Mi'edah. You ever heard this like Lakewood idea of Teiru Gdula B'makam Echad? We love Olam Hazeh, but we love Olam Haba. It's Esher L'Kayim Shneim. As the Medrash Tanhuma here is saying, it doesn't go together. There is a musig of Teiru Gdula B'makam Echad. Teiru Gdula B'makam Echad means you love Teiru. Grada, you have money too. But you don't love your money. It doesn't take over your life. It's not your shifa. It's not your goal. I don't have a goal to be rich. It happens to be I'm rich. But it wasn't my goal. What happened? I won the lottery. And it didn't take over my life. As you have read Rabbeinu HaKadosh that wrote the Mishnayos that was rich, but it wasn't his life. But when Teiru Gdula means you could love Olam Hazeh, it's not a stira. As we take out the Medrash Tanhum, we learn Kriyishma twice a day. You have to have Avas Hashem. Now, does that mean they're not good Yidden? They're not wonderful people? They're good Yidden, they're wonderful people. And we really respect them and think they're wonderful. And they're going to be zeicha to big olam haba. And we're going to be very happy for all of them. Don't get me wrong. But there's someone who's in another class, another league, another milah, another madrega. And that's first parasha Kriya Shema. You want to know how much you love Hashem for real? You see how much you learn. Ashrei mi she'amala b'toira v'oise nachas ruach liyitzrayim. It's not just a song. It's a gemara in brachos daf yud zayin. And it's the shayrish of an emissa masvid. The gedolim of Klal Yisrael were ashrei mi she'amala b'toira v'oise nachas ruach liyitzrayim. They weren't learning for good shidduchim. They weren't learning for, and it's okay. It's okay. But the highest level is they did it. That's the biggest nachas ruach. If I love you, I want to make you happy. How do I make Hashem happy? I learn. Even on Hanukkah, you learn. Why? Because I want to make Hashem happy. Especially on Hanukkah. Hashem deserves to be made happy. He took care of us. He saved us. As I learn on Hanukkah too. Because I want to make Hashem happy. And this is what makes Hashem happy. As vahavtas Hashem elekecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol meidecha. Zot Rashi in Parshas Vayechanan. Ketzad ani oyev es Hashem? How do I love Hashem? What do you mean? I think he's wonderful, he's great, he's special. Zot Rashi. Ketzad ani show? How do I have the deepest level of Ava Hashem? When I learn Torah. When people learn Torah, when you see a real Talmud Chacham learning Torah, he's not reading the words of the Gemara, he's singing a love song to Hashem. You'll excuse me, please. I don't mean what you think is a love song. He's singing a song of Ava Lashem. It's a different look at Torah. It's a different look at a Gadol B'Torah and a Masmid. And somebody who saw a real Gadol B'Torah knows what I'm talking about. It's watching, you can't pull them away from the Sefer. They're there. They love it. They're into it. Oh, you ever saw somebody who really is into it? Oh, it's Geschmack. He's enjoying it. He's loving every second of it. So, but problem is when you speak to Bachrim, they say, oh, that's nice. I think that's beautiful. What does it have to do with me? So I want to teach everyone a lesson. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael says, Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha twice a day. V'ha'mishin and v'ha'yadvarim ma'ele. Every Yid could come to it. Every Yid could come to Avas HaTorah and Avas Hashem and enjoy learning. You need to work for it. You need to build your Avas Hashem, and your Limud HaTorah will be a whole different experience. Okay. As we said, we're going to say change something that's going to change your lives. What did we mean? We're trying to change the way you look at Torah. Torah is not just, okay, this is something that I have to do if I need a shalom. This is something that everyone's doing, so I gotta follow the crowd. This is something which, okay, I hear I'm gonna get tzchar lo'olam haba. I think that's nice. Do I love it? Do I want it? Am I hungry for it? Am I yearning for it? Something, you know, I have to take breaks from, I have to chill because it's hard. It's hard. Now, Torah is hard. The Yetzer Hara makes it hard for everyone. For sure it's hard. But when you misragel yourself and you go with the proper attitude at what Torah is about, it could change your whole feeling to Torah and your whole connection to Torah. is what we try to teach everyone and learn together, not teach, learn together, is Torah. What we're saying in Kriya Shema is the approach to Levan HaTorah. It's a way of telling Hashem, I love you, Hashem. It's not just singing the song, I love you, Hashem. It's living life in a way that says to Hashem, I love you, Hashem. I want to give you Nachas Ruach. I'm doing this because I know this is meaningful to you. And Hashem, I know you love me, you take care of me, you're good to me. I want to give you Nachas Ruach. And I know if I give you Nachas Ruach, I'm going to have a lot of good in my life too. Because it's not a pure lishma. It's a love that goes both ways. Okay. Because our avodah today was to learn Kriya Shema. We say it all the time. We try to learn it together to understand what we're saying. There are tzaddikim that are going to be zeicha to the Or HaGonis. Which one? As the Lamed Vav Neiros of Ner Chanukah are connected to the Lamed Vav Mesechtes. Because in the Lamed Vav Mesechtes is the Or HaGonis. Kach Kosev Birakeach. Mitzarech Bir, what does it have to do with Chanukah? I hear Aragon is Lime Day Taira, Vashaykh is the Chanukah. And the questions even more shmep is Man Hazeh. You look at what Bochum do on Chanukah. What does it have to do with Liman HaTaira? Chanukah is Masiba, it's party time. What's have to do with Liman HaTaira? Oh. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is a time where Yidden gave their life to learn Torah. That was one of the Yevanim's gzeiras. They were willing to give their lives. They went to war. You have these like five tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim, that never stepped foot into gym. And they go against these huge guys, the muscles bulging, that are warriors, trained warriors. That's a war. It's suicide! It's not a war! Kids, they went to be Moisa Nefesh. And they changed history. They wiped out a superpower. Because when a Yid goes with Ava, and I want to, and I'm going to stand up against the odds, his koyach is me'alu me'eva. As they lit the light for Agdar in Golis, that you could still light up the Lamed Vav Mesechtes and the Or HaGonis if you will work hard and dedicate yourself to Torah. The Bachurim think like, it's so hard, MS. But if you do it, that's why you're going to get a special schar she'in kamayu b'chol ha'olam. That even v'haftes Hashem elakecha, it can't say it. V'hayim shemaya scharim kaimei mitzvahs, we could say. Aber the scharim v'hayu advarim ha'ele, there are no physical words. Okay. Tefir Eis. Someone said that it's so not fair the world we live in. You see the Goyim, they're enjoying it so much. They're such mushchasim. And look how much they enjoy Olam Hazeh. And you see the Talmidei Chachamim, his Tzaddikim. And they're not enjoying it as much. There's something not fair in the world. But some people would scream at you and say, how could you ask such a question? You're a kaifer. We're going to go on a different kiva. It's a great question. You know something? It's true. How could it be that Rishayim are enjoying it so much and Tzaddikim are not? Hashem loves Tzaddikim more than Rishayim. Hashem loves Talmidei Chachamim. How could it be? The answer is, he must be saving something special for the Talmidei Chachamim. That as good as the Rishayim have, it's not a mashu of it. And what is that? Rashi says in Bereishis, there was an or that was so special, such a hana, Hashem said Rishayim are not kedai to be nene from it. I'm saying it for my Talmidei Chachamim and my Tzadikim. As the question is very right, how could it be? The answer is because their hanas a kinderspiel. It's like a little kid enjoying playing in the mud compared to what Talmidei Chachamim are going to get. And that's the aura of the Menorah, the aura of Chanukah, is we should rekindle inside what we have in store for us, what we have in front of us, what we could do, what we could accomplish. Hashem Yaza, we should all be nidlak with the aura of Avas Hashem. Mayim Rabin lo yuchul lichbais es Ava. We should be misoyer with a starka Ava to be mischazik together in these yamim ubefrat b'yimei Chanukah b'kol ha'chayim. We should be zeichet together to the beautiful Or HaGonis for the tzaddikim that are Ave Hashem b'chol levo b'cho b'chol nafshecho b'chol mi'oidecho. Next week is Chanukah, so we're going to stop with Avos Hashem and we'll move on to Chanukah. We already connected it. Still, Chanukah is Chanukah. This next week will be on the Yanei Chanukah.